It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This is the thing. I just want everyone to know this is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
100%.
We're just asking. We just love to just find out what's going on in other people's bedrooms or houses.
Well, let me open by saying I rock a teddy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Quite lacy for everyone.
Yeah, I know you do, but this is not the type of one that I'm talking about.
Blush colour.
Yeah. Blush does look good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I rouge
it's really
up.
Hard to pull off.
Bit of rouge on the cheeks and also on me face.
Ah. God, anything else? You're just way too good this morning.
I'm sure I'll come up with something. Don't you worry. We've got three more minutes. Let's go.
Okay. So that's all you need from what I heard. Hey! Okay. So.
Should I play some ads?
Okay. On maps. Patrick and Belinda, right, are the couple that. Belinda's like, I've never had a boyfriend before. She's the one with the curly hair.
Yeah.
Never had a boyfriend before. Kind of seems, I think she has. Well, people are coming out like, yeah, I've dated her. I don't know what's happening. And Patrick is all like, oh, cheese and whiskers. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say when he saw her?
Avocado, guacamole.
No, he said holy moly guacamole.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just holy guacamole. But yeah. Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah. And then, he's very the rat from Bananas in Pyjamas.
Yeah,
or
right.
The mouse or whatever, yeah.
What they are is, you know, when they cast people on these shows, you got characters, right? And you got the older couple, and then there's the ones with the tattoos, and then there's the pretty, like the real kind of Insta influencer girls,
and all that
kind of thing. These guys fall into the category of the Dorcas Malorcas couple. and that's what I meant, like they're super cute, geeky kind of.
Very cute.
Guy, chick, and like of all the people, you really want them to succeed because you think, you know, they've found each other.
That's yeah, really, exactly. Really cute.
Yeah.
And a bit awkward. But this is the thing. Patrick and Belinda the other day having a conversation in bed about their relationship and her stuffed toy was there.
Mm.
And I was like, cool, all right.
So I didn't see this. Can you tell me more about the soft toy and the positioning of?
So they're both lying in bed facing each other.
Yeah.
And she's holding her soft toy and he's kind of touching her soft toy.
Yeah. Hey, mate, each to their own. You know, you've got to
set
the mood.
So that's why.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, she's an adult with a soft toy.
What's the soft toy, though?
It's a bear.
Little bear.
It's a little bear.
What colour's the bear, just for
it, you know, is like a light brown, like a golden standard bear colour.
A ribbon around its neck or anything like that?
Yep, sure.
Maybe a little vest?
Yep, no vest. It's a nude bear.
A nude bear. Appropriate. Or inappropriate.
Adult toys. Stuffed toys.
Stuffed toys. Okay.
Stuffed toys.
So I've still got the first ever teddy bear that I was given by my grandma in the hospital when I was born.
Beautiful.
That kind of gear I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. But rocking a teddy that you cuddle to sleep and.
But see, some people just need to sleep and they're just like, whatever. If this is what does it for me, cool. That's why there's no judgment. I just want to find out. If you're an adult that's rocking a soft toy, tell us why.
Yeah, or maybe you dated one.
Sorry. I just opened a message from someone and I cannot read it on the radio.
But it's about what we're talking about?
It's about what we're talking about.
What we're talking about. Okay. Well, sure you don't want to read it on the radio? Because I'm okay with that if you want to just maybe censor it. Can you censor it? How about I give you an opportunity?
I cannot even censor it.
Okay, no worries.
It says at the end, now who's... I can't even censor it.
No, that's all right. Pass me your phone and I'll censor it.
Okay.
No, you can't edit that one. Matt, you're in Belmont. Do you have a soft toy that you cuddle when you sleep?
Look, thankfully I don't, but I saw that episode of Mass the other night and it took me right back to a girl I met one night in a nightclub and things were going well and I went back to her place and on her bed was covered in soft toys and I was like that was okay, but what really kind of freaked me out is she had those really creepy looking dolls around the room as well.
The porcelain ones.
Like walking into an old like a children's bedroom or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was very off-putting. And I actually just decided to make my way out of there quite quickly.
Oh, so you didn't even hang around. No, I get it. I don't blame you at all.
Those porcelain dolls, they actually watch you.
Yeah. Talk about having an audience.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Friday, yeah, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh, that was one of your best.
Thanks, mate. I only breathed once in that.
You've been practicing.
I have been practicing my circular breathing, mainly for my rap career, but partly also because I play
when
the trumpet.
When they say circular breathing, does that mean you're breathing through your nose?
And expel through your mouth.
And expel through your hair. Sorry.
And that's not it.
I'm so
that's
sorry.
Not how you do it.
I'm so sorry.
No, you had a go, mate, and that's what's important in life.
Okay, I apologise.
Would you like to hear some fun and
yes,
interesting
facts? Yes, please,
give
me the facts, please.
This week. Okay, to leave a party without saying goodbye. Some people call it smoke bomb. Some people call it white ninja.
I call it phantoming.
Yeah, okay, also a thing. It's known as a French exit in the UK, an Irish exit in the US, a Polish exit in Germany, and an English exit in France. And that just tells you a lot about who hates who.
What? That is terrible.
Yeah. Funny, hey? In the UK, ice cream vans are not allowed to play their jingles if they are within sight of another operational ice cream van.
Oh, well, how are you supposed to know?
Well, in sight.
Oh, in sight. Sorry.
And also, I imagine they're quite like Uber, so you can track where the other... there's a business idea.
Oh, ice Mr.
cream
truck.
Yeah. Copyright. I'm calling that. Everybody knows.
I
if
heard
you say it.
It
on the radio, then it's copyright.
Exactly. I heard it.
Your dog's brain reacts the same way to the back of your head as it does to your face?
No.
100% it does. And for you, it's mainly because you put your glasses on the back of your head.
He can't tell the difference with the hair. Mm. No, that's not true. I don't believe that.
Why not?
Because I know he sees my face. My smiling face.
Yeah, okay.
And it makes a difference to his life.
Whiskey, opiates and marriage were all recommended cures for lady cramps in the early 20th century.
I'll take it!
Watson, IBM's artificial intelligence bot, started swearing at researchers after it memorized the entire Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
And that would have been some colourful swearing.
Yes.
I can imagine. And this is one of my favourites. I think we're going to end on this one today. In cricket, the box, which is a protection for the groin, has been used at least since the 1850s. The specially designed protective hat, though, the helmet, was first used in the sport in the 1930s. And again, that tells you all you need to know. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm
in love. Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
I was thinking the other day, just going, having a look at what we've got in our house, right?
Mm.
And there's something that Jimmy has.
Surfboards.
Yes, lots of them. But yep. Also things that I had in my previous house.
Cuckoo clock for your forever home that you've put on the wall there without telling him that it's for your forever home. So you've
forever. Ruined. Forever.
Yeah.
No, it's something that I had as well, and it was propped up on the wall. And, you know, I kind of think there's a lot of people that have this. And it didn't start out this way, the journey into their house, but it's now there purely for aesthetics.
Okay.
Talking about guitars, acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
Let's be real, people. How many people have guitars purely there for aesthetics? No one's playing it. And if they are playing it, it's like, oh, I can play the start of one Nirvana song.
Yeah. Here's Wonderwall.
Yeah, so exactly.
Yes, people can play guitar. Just we will flag that there are people out there
just
that can
a
play.
Few, though.
Yeah.
There's plenty that can't.
Also, those people who bring out the guitar at a party, when I see that happen, I'm like, I'm just going to be over here.
You don't like it?
No, I'm not singing.
I love it.
It's not all about you, mate.
It depends. It depends. I love it at a campsite. Guitar at a campsite.
Such an attention-grabbing thing.
No, sometimes it's just bringing community, you know?
No.
It's the spirit.
No.
But it's funny because we've got a guitar at our house. And when I first walked into Jimmy's house, I noticed three things. Books on the shelf.
Yep.
And I was like, wow.
Where he keeps the spare key.
No. I noticed records.
Yeah.
Good selection.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And the acoustic guitar.
Right. And,
I was like,
Dreamboat.
Dreamboat.
Yeah.
Absolute dreamboat. Yeah. And he is. Yeah. But he can't play the guitar.
So why does he have it then?
Well, I think he could at one point.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I always give him crap about it. And I actually write songs about the guitar just being there for aesthetics.
Yeah, like what, walking around the house and singing. So, I mean, I used to be able to play the recorder, but I don't have one propped up in the corner of my house, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I was given a ukulele for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
By a friend of Carly's, and like her, so like family friend kind
That's
of
cool. That's cool. That's cool.
But I opened it and I was like, what?
Why?
Like, I don't play guitar. I don't play ukulele.
No, but I guess.
I would never have, like.
It's easy to learn. It's beautiful, playing an instrument. But a lot of us can't. We've had the intention. At Mum and Dad's house, on display currently, there is a bass guitar, an acoustic guitar, and an electric guitar, all of which cannot be played by anyone.
Anyone.
They were mine.
Ah.
I started the journey, you know, but then I just.
All right.
Saved up for them. They're there for aesthetics. Let's just be real.
Do you reckon there are lots of people that have that?
Yeah, heaps, man.
Well, yeah, okay, might be other stuff too. I would get it if it was autographed by like a rock star or, you know, your favourite, you know.
Yeah,
like,
or if it was in like a Perspex container that was kind of like.
Well, you're not living in Hard Rock Cafe, are you?
I feel like I am.
Yeah. But if you've got it wall mounted because it was signed by, I don't know, Pete Murray or something.
Yeah.
That time you abused his jacket. Then I understand that. But, yeah, just having it there for aesthetics. And other stuff as well. I'm sure there's other things you have around your house. Kerry, you're in Lara. What have you got around the house in Lara that you can't use?
Oh, it's not me, but a girlfriend. She's just renovated her home and you walk into this beautiful kitchen. It's got all the, you know, the pots hanging from the roof that you can unhook them and, you know, just over the cooktop and everything.
Yeah.
The thing is, she doesn't cook.
Oh, okay.
So it's just there for aesthetics.
I've just looked at her and just absolutely cracked up. It's like, are you serious? She goes, well, people, you know, if I bring a guy home, I've got to be able to show him that, you know, I could possibly cook.
Oh my God. Amazing.
That is so great because those pots over in the kitchen, I always think, or you were setting yourself up because you can't just clean those half-assed either. If you're going to have them on display, and especially those brass ones or whatever, you have to just clean and clean and clean. So I kind of get where she's coming from there.
Just never using them. I love it though because like Loggy's boyfriend's guitar, if a guy walks into that house, he's going to be like, she is a cook. She is a good cook.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's mind games. Oh, my God. Dom and Long. K-Rock.